Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
A wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
The Canterbury Carolers, ah. Everyone.
Show off.
I hope you have some traditional Veterans Day carols to sing for us today.
Over there, over there.
That's what we need. This is the earliest that we've ever done our tree time holiday show here at Tree.
I thought it was a Halloween show.
In Lake Barrington. But we're happy to be here. It's Christmas everywhere here at Tree Time. And we have an incredible live audience here already. Wow. People were here a half an hour before the show started.
We need more. You need more chairs.
We asked for more chairs. They gave us more chairs.
Yeah, we
still need more chairs. We need more chairs here. But thank you for coming, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. We're going to have loads of fun. And we brought the whole crew out with us this morning. As you have already heard on the air, the great Dave Schwann is here doing news. Good old Schwanny. We have apples. We have a couple of apples in front of him here today because later in the program, as we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks, I will demonstrate my archery prowess to you by shooting an apple off of Dave Schwann's
head.
I'll
be leaving in about 10 minutes.
Off of his head. Yeah. We have some an archery club who will be joining us. Is it Lakeshore? Is that what it is? Lakeshore Archery Club that will be joining us?
Northside
Archery Club. They're going to come up and they're bringing like some master archers, as if I need a master archer.
You were a master archer as a Boy Scout.
In Boy Scouts, I was pretty good. Now, yes, that was 50 years ago.
So what?
So,
but that's a good gap.
But, I mean, this is how this whole thing started a couple of weeks ago. I was doing some interviews in Edinburgh, Scotland, and they had set up, just as an activity for the journalist, to shoot some archeries. So I got the bow and arrow, and I'm hitting bullseyes like crazy. So I thought I have some sort of natural archery ability.
And three journalists you killed, too.
What better way to show my ability as an archer than to shoot an apple off of my old friend Dave Schwann's head?
Yeah, old friend.
Who has...
Former, late friend.
Yeah. Yes. My late friend of... over 30 years.
Wow.
Has nothing but faith and confidence in me. Right?
That's you why said he's been shaking all day.
Right. So Dave Schwann's here and his apples.
His apples.
And also Andy Mazur is here, everybody, with our sports this morning. We've got the whole Sunday crew. You know him from the Steve Cochran show. He's a hilarious comedian, a talented musician. He sings and has produced my theme song that we use on Steve Cochran's show every weekday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. John DeCoste is also here today.
Dean, to make it harder, can I eat the apple to the core?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes it more like a bullseye target.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, please help yourself to apples as you
He's
please.
He's been staring at those. For, I have.
And also, it wouldn't be one of our remote broadcasts without the quiet, demure Elton Jim Toronto.
Hey, thank you, Dean Areno, for the great invite. Here. Four years in a row now.
He's just back. I was in New York yesterday, but you were just back.
I just came back yesterday morning.
From Madison Square Garden for Elton John's show.
185 and 186 at Madison Square Garden. Yeah,
so from Elton cool. John to
I
Tree
thought there
Time.
Would be more that would attend.
Yeah, there was
185 people. Yeah, kind of low.
That's not much.
You can't sell it out anymore. Yeah.
That's not much.
Yeah.
So, did you have fun?
Yeah, well, the last time I was there in October, he actually dedicated a song to me.
Yeah, he gave you a shout out
during the concert, which was amazing.
Right.
So now every show is kind of a letdown.
We are never going to hear the end of that.
So now every show is a letdown.
Yeah, my close personal friend Elton John said my name.
But no, very cool. And New York is getting ready for Christmas too.
Right. Yeah, they were just putting up the tree. Rockefeller in front of Rockefeller Center.
Just so you know, Dean, 43 days, 14 hours, and 44 minutes until Christmas.
County, he's got a countdown clock.
Yes.
So. Jim has got a count. So,
well, you're all Christmassy'd up.
Periodically throughout the program. It's Veterans Day. This is what I wear every year on Veterans Day.
Because you have the coolest Santa hat I've ever seen.
I do.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm not wearing my Santa hat until after Thanksgiving. I refuse. Unlike Macy's. Or every other store that's already got their Christmas stuff, I refuse to wear anything Christmassy until after Thanksgiving.
Even O'Hare Field had stuff up.
Yes. Seems like a weird thing to say here at Tree Time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, our sponsors are really happy you said
just
that.
Just kidding, Tree Time people. Just, I think what you're doing is fantastic. They do this all year. This is their business. But
listen to Dean tap dance. Nice. Keep going. Try to save it, Dean.
This is their business. This is what they do. They sell Christmas stuff. That's different. But Christmas doesn't start for me until Thanksgiving.
So. Humana, humana, humana. So,
right.
Keep going.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. It is Veterans Day, and I'm honored to say that we have a veterans group here with us today, because that's really what I wanted to start with today, to honor the day and honor the men and women who have served our country. This morning we have represented with us the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. Ladies and gentlemen, would you stand up, please, and take a bow? We honor you all. Let's hear it for them. This is real. This is an ovation that does not stop. Now, stay up for a second, because I want to say hello to each and every one of you here.
We're very pleased to be here, and I feel very honored to be with the WJN group. And I was going to ask if someone up there, you're all great broadcasters, but you could mention Dave Annett, one of my younger classmates.
Oh,
Dave Annett. Yeah. Wow. Great, Mr. Cat. And Mr. Northwestern.
Go Northwestern.
Yes, go Northwestern Wildcats. We love Dave. John doesn't like him so much.
Can't stand him.
But the rest of us do. The rest of us really like him. What's your name, Matt?
Daphne Matthews.
It's nice to have you here with us, Daphne. What'd you do to your wrist?
I broke it.
You broke your wrist, but you have a red, white, and blue stars and stripes cast on your wrist.
I'm very patriotic.
You are, very much.
I think she broke that on purpose.
27 years in the Navy.
Just so she could do that.
Just for the patriotic
cast? Just for the patriotic cast. Come on, you know that.
Oh, don't give Jim any ideas. don't give any ideas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill Heinrich.
Nice to have you here, Bill.
David Racklaw, U.S. Navy.
All right. We scoot down the line here.
Tom Gilder, U.S. Army.
Don Andler, U.S. Air Force.
Ed Donahoe, Marine Corps.
Gary Davis, U.S. Navy.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Tom, tell us a little about the veterans of Lake Barrington.
We are a volunteer club that formed in Lake Barrington Shores, the community. We're 150-plus strong veterans living there, and we are a volunteer group that does everything possible to raise the awareness of veterans in our community, in Lake County, and in Northern Illinois.
Very nice. Very nice. We are honored to have you here with us on our program. We think so highly of men and women who serve our country to protect our freedom, to protect the rights that we enjoy in America, to give us all that we sometimes take for granted. So thank you all for your service and what you do. And if I could just ask everybody to rise as the Canterbury Carolers lead us this morning in our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail? stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right. Canterbury Carolers. And we'll be back with the first pitch coming up after. Sounds like we should have a ball game going on. Thank you again to the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores for being here this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Canterbury Carolers with us live this morning. Very, very nice. Yay! Delightful. Thank you so much. I'm going to just have them follow me around everywhere I go. Just to have like a soundtrack.
Lives. It does make what you say sound much cooler.
It does. And you know, I'm all about the Christmas festiveness this time of year.
I love that top hat he's got on, but I'm digging this woman's dress right here.
All right, settle down, Jim.
On Saturday night, I could use that. I could use that when I go to Bataan on Saturday night.
When you go to your, that'll look nice at your next Elton John concert that you go to.
Then he'd really do something backstage.
I would like to introduce you to our hosts here this morning, Jim and Lori Kane, the owners of Tree Time.
Thanks, Gene. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for being here with us. Is that a Spider-Man sweater that you're wearing, Jim?
Everything Spider-Man all the time.
Oh, for you.
Even at Christmas.
Love that. I love that. Thank you for having us back out here again and hosting. And you basically have rearranged your entire Christmas wonderland here for us.
We did. We were so excited to have Deem come out. We just have a great time with him. So we moved around trees and made room for everybody. So thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much. What's the latest and greatest? I mean, when you walk around this place, you know, you just want to fill up your shopping baskets for new things to add to your holiday decorations for home.
Well, we have, you know, trends in terms of the decorating colors and styles every year, and we have new products that we do every year as well. And this year, one of my favorite new products is a color change LED set that you can put onto your own tree. So a lot of you have traditions that are based on live trees, but you can't get the neat new technologies for lighting in those trees. So we've done a set that you can actually get color change LEDs in your traditional live cut tree. And it has a neat trunk that you can distribute the lights on up through the tree. It's a very unique product. We're the only ones that I know of that you can even find it from. We designed it ourselves.
What are the most popular things that you have here, Lori?
Well, some of our color trends are, this year everything is natural, but we've added kind of a cool trend of succulents to the natural trees. So everybody has succulents in their house, and they're showing up in Christmas.
Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
Like everyone else.
He's trying to find out where the lady got her dress. He's trying to find out where there's a Lane Bryant nearby where he can get one in his size.
Okay, another thing, you know, Christmas has all been about the lights, but now there's so many cool battery-packed lights with timers and stuff that we have these cool little lights that you can add to everything. So you can take your existing decor and just add a little package of lights, and it kind of just gives it that special magic. So that's another one of our trends.
I have to say, you know, I was fairly anti-artificial tree until I came here. The trees that you have on display here look so real. They do not look like, you know, artificial trees of days gone by.
Yeah, and you can't find trees like this in most places. We design all of these trees are Tree Time trees. You can't find these anywhere else. And I personally go to the factories in China. I find needles that work well. We mold needles, like needles, off of real trees. And then we design tree layouts that try to mimic the look and feel of either that old artificial tree that you had years ago in a new look, or, you know, some of these trees look like you chopped them down and brought them in from the outside. And that's the intent, is to give you both sets of options.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they look so real. We're going to be here and talking more about decoration options and all things Tree Time with our friends Lori and Jim Kane, the owners of Tree Time. Thank you again for having us out here, you guys. We appreciate it very much. We're going to take a quick break, update the... We're going to go straight to news? Okay. Like I said, we're just going to go straight to news. That is brought to us by, oddly enough, treetime.com. Here's Dave Schwann.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon, now you dear old man. Whisper what you'll bring to me, tell me if you can.
Jolly old St. Nick is with us here this morning. Look at the Canterbury Carolers tying it in.
You know what's so great about them, too, is you know they're not lip-syncing because right when you point to them, you hear...
That was me.
Oh, okay.
That was me taking a breath. Our broadcast today is here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We want to also thank Pepper Park Coffee, your local cozy coffee shop in Barrington. I don't know if you all have gotten some coffee and some stuff to eat, a little breakfast. We've got a little table set up back there. But it's a pleasure. How often do you get on a WGN broadcast the one and only Santa Claus himself?
Right here. Hi, Dean. It's such a pleasure to be here. You know, you guys are so awesome. And we have a fake Santa here, but it's okay.
Oh! It's all right. Hey, all I have to say is he's not wearing a festive pin like I am. So
my faith in the holidays restored.
We're doing 2 out of 3 wrestling match after this.
No problem.
Jim and Santa. Jim has his Santa coat on.
And hat.
And his hat.
They were throwing down before.
Yeah.
I heard Jim go, yeah, your mama's so... They're doing like your mama jokes to each other.
I got your Mrs. Claus right here.
Hey.
Hide the bow and arrow.
Hey. It's wonderful to have you here. You are the one and only Santa Claus. I know this because you performed with Mariah Carey.
I did. I did perform with Mariah Carey. And I was with the President of the United States for 4 years at the White House.
Ask which president it was?
President Obama. I was there for 4 years with him and Michelle and the daughters and grandma and a host of celebrities. Of course, my celebrity list can't come close to yours.
I think people are way more impressed to see Santa than they are Uncle Dean.
You should have heard what he said to Mel Gibson.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that you have so many celebrity stories that, you know, it would be off the wall.
What was it like to work with Mariah Carey?
Listen to Dean trying to get the dirt here. Come on,
you know,
if I were to say that she might have been a little diva-like to work with. Now, you're Santa. You don't have to say it. If you don't respond at all, then we'll know what that means.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh. What did he just call her?
Wow. Santa doing blue here. Wow.
Holy cow.
Look at that. Holy all right. I think we get the picture. So at the White House, I mean, did you greet visitors that were coming to the White House? What were your responsibilities?
He passed legislation.
Well, pretty much the first year, I was there to sing and dance with Mariah, and I did.
At the White House?
At the White House.
Wow.
And I was with the president. I've high-fived the president, sang with the president, danced with the president, hugged the president. It was awesome. And a host of celebrities that were there, like Jane Lynch.
Chicago's own
Jane Lynch. She was awesome. Reese Witherspoon. Awesome, awesome, awesome
Santa
woman.
Santa working with the babes.
Oh,
who knew Tom Santa Hanks. Was such a name dropper?
Tom Hanks was a really awesome guy.
Yes. Right.
You know, I mean, at rehearsal, he had everybody cracking up. And he was such a nice guy. He came around and took pictures with everybody. An awesome person.
Did any of the celebrities sit on your lap?
Oh, Jane Lynch
ho, ho,
did.
Ho. Jane Lynch sat on your lap.
Jane Lynch did. Okay. Wait, you know, Dean, if we were to bring a chair out here, do you think that these people could get a photo opportunity
yes.
of a lifetime with Dean Richards sitting on Santa's knee?
Let me ask you, if we got a chair set up for Santa, would you all like to get a photo opportunity with Santa?
Yeah.
Would you all like that? Yeah, okay. All right, we'll do it. Right.
We can do that, but, you know, this would be an incredible photo op.
He wants you, Dean.
Of me
singing? Clearly
he
wants you, yeah.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Santa calling out the stage
director. Santa choreography all of a sudden.
You know what? Let's do a break. I think we can do better than a folding chair.
You need
chair
a throne.
We got Santa Claus out here. We brought a chair from Costco out for him to sit up.
It's
all right.
He's got a stool.
He's jolly old St. Nicholas. He doesn't sit in folding chairs. We'll take a break and come right back. If people want to get a hold of you, is there a way to do that? Do you have? Sounds weird. Do you have a website?
A website.
The modern day, you must
bestsantaclaus.com.
All right, see, I knew there was something like that. bestsantaclaus.com. We're going to set up a proper chair for him, take a break, update news, all live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN. If only we had had a live video camera set up during the break so we could see me sitting on Santa Claus's lap. Are you okay? You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'll survive. Believe me.
All right. All right.
I won't be able to walk very soon, but I'll be okay.
Well, as long as you're good by December 24th, that's all we need. Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720. WGN Chicago smart speaker users say play WGN radio on TuneIn. Let's get an update of news on our special live broadcast from Tree Time in Lake Barrington with Dave Schwann.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Let's hear it for the Canterbury Carolers. Singing live for us this morning. As Santa, we have Santa here with us as well, taking pictures with our standing room only crowd that's here this morning. Thank you, everybody, for coming out here this morning, by the way.
I mean, Dean, I love you, but I wouldn't have come out this morning.
I wouldn't have gone to 195 Elton John shows, so we're even. Santa, I noticed a very, very nice lady came and took a picture with Santa. Santa getting a little handsy with some of the people.
I'm just
going
to say, I see now why he dresses up like this. I'm getting this.
Yeah.
It's not about the Yuletide.
Yeah. Santa.
It's about the fringe benefits there, Santa.
Way to go. High five, Santa. Way to go. Yeah.
I was watching that. He was doing the moves with that left arm.
We're here until 1 o'clock today at Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And once again, a big thanks to our host today, Joe and Lori Kane, the owners of Tree Time. Thank you so much for hosting us out here today. Andy Mazur, you heard doing the sports. Let's hear it for Andy. Fine job.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great Dave Schwann doing news.
Clapping for himself.
You don't have to clap for yourself. clap for yourself, Schwanny. You can clap for yourself later when we do the archery demonstration.
If I'm able to.
You will be fairly safe with this archery.
Fairly. That's the word that's
demonstration. We've been talking for the past couple of weeks how I was going to shoot an apple off of Schwanny's head. And that's going to happen here this morning. That's why I see we've got these two apples. Schwanny, how do you like them apples right there in front of you?
Good eating.
Yeah, those are good.
Now, are those Honey Crisps or Red Delicious?
No, I was looking for the
Actually,
biggest.
Actually, they do look like Honey Crisps.
They're not. Yeah, they're not. There's the Honey Crisps at the store that I went to, because you know I go to the Jewel every Saturday.
The Jewels.
I go to the Jewels.
With, yeah. Cover card.
when you cover up the basket.
Right, because it's no one's damn business what I'm buying. Right.
Do people take selfies with your food?
People take my... You know what's happened? You know what's happened the last couple of trips? People have taken... You know, I bring my own shopping bags with me because I'm too cheap to pay 7 cents right. for a plastic bag in the city. People have stolen my shopping bags out of my shopping cart.
Now, are these stalker fans or just mean
people? I don't know.
They just want Dean's bag.
I haven't been able to apprehend them, but they've taken my bags and my cart.
And your cart?
And I got to start. You know, when they take my cart and I've got like half my shopping done, I got to start over again.
Go back to get those bagel waffles and all your other stuff.
It's not people. People.
Listen to Scrooge.
People. They're humbug. Grinch the Grinch. So, yeah, we're going to shoot an apple off of Schwani's head, bow and arrow style.
Sure.
A little after 11 o'clock this morning. That's going to happen right over there. We're going to do that right over there. So that's going to be fun. Elton Jim Toronto is here, just back from New York City.
Thank you. Dean Areno. Always love coming out here.
Keeps seeing these Elton John farewell shows.
I saw, nine so far of this tour.
But, I mean, how many total Elton?
Oh, 186.
186 Elton John.
That's common knowledge at this point, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Your numbers changed twice.
Yeah, you've gone
161, 194.
Yeah,
you're correct.
I don't care.
I don't know if it's common knowledge.
Yeah, because I don't exactly care. and also joining us this morning, who you hear on the Steve Cochran Show, the great John DeCoste is also here with us this morning.
Is it the great?
Yes, it is.
It is the great?
I think it is.
He just took a wrong turn. He wasn't even going to be here.
I didn't even know.
He saw the WGN van and said, there must be some
unloading.
Free food. John is here because we wanted to talk a little about this big New Year's Eve show that you're putting on. That I guess Steve Cochran is, I guess,
he's the headliner.
I guess he's going to be there. I guess he has to be there.
Pretty much.
Who else is going to be
there? No, but it's the 18th year for Steve Cochran's New Year's Eve for people who can't stay up till midnight.
Right.
So it's a
how many people can't stay up till midnight? Give me applause. Give us some applause if you can't stay up till midnight.
Wow. It's the truth. We start at 7 o'clock. We are done by 9.
That may be why we had a standing room only crowd at 7 a.m.
That's right.
By 4:30, they're hitting the hay.
That's right. They go right from Denny's right home.
Yeah. Boom.
You get the special and bang.
Yeah.
But it's our 18th year, but it's our third year at the beautiful, and Dean knows this, the beautiful Tivoli Theater downtown Downers Grove.
Yep.
And I talked Dean into doing the show this year. He will be on our New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We haven't figured it out, but I don't think it matters. You're just good at just doing you, so just do it. So it is a workout. But Rocky LaPorte from The Tonight Show.
He's very funny.
And
Rocky LaPorte's very
Colbert
funny.
Colbert will be
Stephen Colbert is going to be
Stephen
there?
Stephen Colbert will.
Wow.
I can't confirm that right now.
That doesn't matter. It sells tickets.
But yes, that's right. Then he will be.
Really, all we're interested in is selling tickets right now.
Oh, that's right. Tim Baker is our announcer. Tim, you know Tim a long time ago.
He's very funny, but the thing now I love about Tim, he does the best Steve Bertrand
impersonation. Oh, it's the best Steve Bertrand impersonation ever.
For no other reason, just to see Tim do Steve Bertrand. It's hilarious.
And Steve Bertrand actually came up to me and he said, it's so weird how many people think Steve has been at all of our shows.
Right.
No, it's
I can
not
get
you.
That. Yeah, I understand.
But yes, New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock, go to eventbrite.com, get tickets, and we're going to have so much fun this year. I'm so looking forward to this.
Me too.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm
so glad you're doing it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
My invitation must have got lost, John.
No.
Yeah, let's see a little backpedaling like I had to do last hour.
Don't you love Christmas? Me too.
So that's going to be New Year's Eve Tivoli in Downers Grove.
Thousands. It's a beautiful old.
It is.
How many times have you been there?
10, 12 times for different things.
And they kept it. It's 1923, 24, I think, and it's been redone. It's absolutely gorgeous. We went, my wife and I went to go see It's a Wonderful Life. On the big screen there. They do the classic cinemas. They're phenomenal.
That's fantastic.
So they've been great.
It's like one of these. Did everybody grow up with some great movie theater that was like a palace You know, there aren't too many of them left in the Chicago area, but there used to be lots of them, like when we were all kids. You know, I grew up on the South Side. We used to go to the Avalon Theater on the South Side.
Oh, sure.
You know, there were theaters like that all over the city and suburbs, and the Tivoli is still one of the most beautiful. And it's gonna be a fun night.
I just saw a concert at the gate at the Copernicus Center on the Northwest Side.
Yeah,
it used to be the Gateway Theater.
Yeah,
and it has these Romanesque statues.
Yeah.
And the gold around, gorgeous.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, there are a few really great places like the Paramount in Aurora, and been restored back to its 1931 splendor. Where we're going to be next Sunday, by the way, the Dean Richards tour continues. We're going to be out there to see their new production, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, cool.
Which we're giving away tickets to that today. I'm not 100% sure how you sign up for it, but I know.
God, you're good at this.
What a pro.
I'm looking for someone who can tell me where. There's a sign-up table someplace.
There's
here.
A sign-up table.
Is
right
it by the
front?
It's by the front. Thank you.
Silver circle right here.
So, if you at the cash registers, is that where it is? Up front by the cash. Yeah, okay.
Right,
so that's where you sign up. So if you would like to go see Wizard of Oz at the Paramount, that's where you can go to. I missed this part in rehearsal, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
I know.
Earlier today. What's the website again for the New Year's Eve show?
Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com.
Yeah. It's our 18th year, third year at the Tivoli. But Dean, right. that's the best part.
So did you guys
that
do?
That is the best part.
Do you do a countdown to 9 o'clock?
We do. We do. I know. We do. It's midnight someplace. And last year was Nova Scotia or something like that. But we do. We do a fake countdown, and the Tivoli has this beautiful, huge organ that comes out of the
Dr. Fives.
Yes, it just rises out of the stage. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And this year I'll be dressed as the new baby of 2019.
Nice.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
With your huggies on and everything.
Yeah. My little geranimals. Getting ready.
You have a onesie?
Eventbrite.com for the big New Year's Eve show.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break, and then Mike Hamernick, meteorologist, joining us to tell us how great the weather's going to be for today and the rest of this week. It's all next on WGN.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Roll the ancient yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Woo! CanterburyCarolers.net. Our live broadcast from Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, the most spectacular selection of Christmas trees, lights, and ornaments, wreaths, decorations that you cannot find anywhere else. A little guy just came and was sitting on Santa's lap.
How great was that?
Maybe, 4 years old?
Yeah,
4 or 5 years old? Smiles ear to ear.
Don't you wish you still had that glint in your eye?
Don't I? You mean I don't?
I mean, he was ecstatic.
Oh,
staring at Santa.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's got to be cool.
Yeah, really. He was sitting on Santa's...
Don't ever grow up, you little kid.
He was sitting on Santa's lap and going...
Still going nuts.
What's with the guy with the Elton John glasses behind him?
Is that the screwball that's been to 185 shows? look at him. He's back.
On the... Hey, buddy. Come on back.
Look at...
What's your name?
Ryan.
How old are you?
5.
Yeah. Yeah, do you like this guy over here?
Yes.
Who is that?
Santa.
Yeah. Do you want to tell him what you want for Christmas? You can tell him right now.
Okay.
All he wants is peace on earth and goodwill to men.
And a hug from his mommy.
Right. And get the bald guy away from me.
Who's this mommy?
I did not sign up for talking to the bald guy.
There's a scary man.
I want to talk to Santa. No interest in Uncle Dean. Let's go to meteorologist Mike Hamernick, who is back in our WGN Weather Center. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Dean, good morning.
It's great to have you here with us. And, the last couple of days. Wow.
Yeah, it certainly feels like the holiday season, doesn't it? Winter's come early.
It really does. Please tell me that it's going to be changing for the better.
It will be changing for the better. We're getting some strong signals that about 10 days down the road, we'll see a major pattern shift here in Chicago. But unfortunately, for the next 7 to 10 days, we're locked into this very chilly weather pattern here in Chicago. We're at 33 degrees now, wind chill at 25, expecting a high right around 40 degrees. So we'll spend most of the day in the 30s. Wind chills will be hovering around 30, so a chilly day at Soldier Field. Mix of sun and clouds, and it'll be a dry day today, but chilly once again before the next push of cold air arrives on Monday and Tuesday here in Chicago. But yeah, this is a early season snap of cold weather that almost produced a couple of records yesterday. So this is unusual for to be this cold this early in the season. We've got two more big shots of cold weather coming our way on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then another shot next weekend. And it's after that, Dean, that looks like we'll see temperatures moderate somewhat as we head into the last 10 days of November or so.
So we don't have to worry about any measurable snow then?
Yeah, it looks like generally a dry week for the most part. There are two systems we're watching, one on Monday and Monday night that looks like it's going to slip just south of Chicago. It could produce a dusting of snow to maybe an inch in portions of, well, I'd say south of Kankakee, maybe into northwest Indiana. That would be Monday and Monday night. And then there's a more interesting looking system for Thursday night and early Friday. That's one to watch, but that's really the only chance of snow or rain here in Chicago. A significant chance of rain or snow for the next 7 days or so. The big story will be the continuation of the cold temperatures. Tuesday will be the coldest day. Dean, I don't think we'll get above 30 degrees on Tuesday. With wind chills in the teens all day long, single digits in the morning. And then we'll maybe lower 40s to mid-40s on Thursday and Friday before the next big shot of cold air. So there's two of them, one on Tuesday, another one next weekend. And then it's after that, after the 20th, that I think we'll see more of a zonal pattern. Pacific air will take over for the last week of November. And
I love a good zonal pattern.
Yeah.
You gotta love a zonal pattern.
I love me a zonal pattern.
It will replace the Arctic Express. So
I love one of those, too. I love those, too.
Some folks aren't liking it this early in the year. But, yeah, the November 20th through the December 15th period looks like we'll see plenty of 40s and 50s. There could be a 60-degree day thrown in there, too, here and there.
Nice.
So we're not done yet. We've settled into this very cold winter-like pattern, but it doesn't look like it's going to last. We'll certainly have some more fall-like weather late November into mid-December, as it looks right now. So
if we can make that 60-degree day on Thanksgiving Day, that would be perfect.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
If there's anything you could do to arrange that, most of us would appreciate
I'll
that.
I'll write it down, and I'll start working on it right now. Yeah,
okay.
Turkey bowls.
Right.
People participate in turkey bowls. You know, their backyard turkey bowls. They'll be very happy if we get a 60-degree. And it has happened before.
I remember.
Can't rule it out this year. Yeah.
I remember. Hey, everybody, let's give a big hand to meteorologist Mike Hammer. I wish you could be here with us.
One of these years, I'll make it out there.
Yeah, we want you to, but
yeah,
you got to stay in front of your radar and all that
stuff.
I'd
love to. I'll make them send a live truck out there. We'll do the whole weather signal from out there.
Mike, thank you very much. Earlier, when we started the show, we started with singing of the Star Spangled Banner and an acknowledgement for the veterans of Lake Barrington who are here. And I'm seeing your hats, guys, and I'm guessing you are both veterans, correct?
That's correct.
What is your name, sir?
My name is David Garner.
And tell me, David, when did you serve?
I served from 1972 to 1976 during Vietnam era.
Very nice. And, sir, your name is?
My name is Hector Bruno.
When did you serve, Hector?
In 77 to 78, United States Army.
Very nice. Well, let's show our appreciation to a couple of more veterans who have come out here today on this Veterans Day. You're archers?
Uh-oh. Schwanee, duck.
You're archers who are going to help us. I'm an archer, too. Did you know that?
Don't believe it.
Yeah.
You lived on Archer. That's about all. That's about all you did with Archer.
Excellent. So we're going to have our archery demonstration coming up later on. Fantastic. I'm glad you're both here. Thank you both for your service. We appreciate you and all veterans on this Veterans Day here this morning. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. WGN.com. Let's get a quick news update. We've got our weekend theater segment and a live performance coming up from the cast of Holiday Inn that is at the Marriott Lincolnshire. That's all coming up after a check of WGN News with Dave Schwann.
we are.
Another poke in another show.
Opening night.
You really were not at rehearsal, were you?
No, I didn't know we were going to do this.
It's on page 7 of the script.
It is the week in theater, and that's what we normally do. So good for them for paying attention. I wish I could say the same for myself. I was going to say that we're live at Tree Time with another standing room only crowd.
Unbelievable. This, look at your drawing power.
That's right. Despite the fact that I'm here, people are still showing up. I almost didn't make it in today.
Why is that, Dean?
Funny you should ask,
Jim.
I was yesterday I was in both Philadelphia and New York. Yesterday I started the day in Philadelphia, and I interviewed the cast of the new Rocky movie that's going to be coming out, Creed 2, which I've already seen. I love. I'll tell you a lot more about it as we get closer.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone in a movie, too.
Stallone's in the movie, a supporting role in the movie, because the main star is Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Creed, the son of Apollo Creed from the original Rocky movies. So I was there, and I interviewed that whole cast. And then we hopped on a train.
Oh,
and
really?
Went into Penn Station. That's, you know, right in front of where you were.
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square.
It leads you right there.
Right across the street where Jim saw his 437th Elton John show.
436th.
And
get it right.
then interviewed the cast of the new Robin Hood movie that's coming out that stars Jamie Foxx and Talon Edgerton, who plays Elton John.
Yeah, there's going to be a film in May.
Movie Rocketman.
It's called Rocketman.
Right.
Yeah.
It all somehow ties back to Elton John.
It always does, doesn't it, Dean?
Some bizarre reason. But the really ironic part is that there's a lot of archery in this Robin Hood movie.
And look at Schwani getting all uncomfortable again.
Trying to ignore you.
You are acting like you're really doing the news here or something.
I have a newsroom to run, even though
you're not running a newsroom. We interviewed the cast of the Robin Hood movie. So then I'm supposed to get on a plane, like a 6 o'clock flight last night and come home. 4 hour delay at LaGuardia Airport.
Why?
My plane was almost canceled.
What would have happened?
I don't know. You guys would have been doing the show.
Now, and that would have been a hell of a... Oh, I'm sorry, Dean.
You guys would have been doing the show without me today.
Wow. Were you afraid? Like you weren't going to get in?
I was a little concerned that we weren't going to be able to get out of O'Hare. There was some mechanical difficulty.
Oh, with just your plane?
Is what... Yeah, well, what do you mean just
No,
my
I didn't
plane?
Know if it was the airport.
It's like mechanical difficulty.
No, I mean, I didn't know if the airport was shut down. Or
No. Yeah, there was just there was a problem with the plane that they needed to correct. But anyway, we got back around like midnight last night, something like that. And here we are now.
And there you are.
Here we are all wassailing.
And you're all festive with your brown jacket and black shirt.
This is what I wear.
I mean, we are in the middle of a Christmas wonderland.
Would it help if I wore a red shirt? I don't think so.
Yes. And you have the greatest Santa hat. And even as Santa, because I'm not really digging his as much, but no, but yours.
You are. Why are you hating on Santa so
well,
much?
Well, he called me a fake Santa, you know. I mean, so there's a little animosity.
Plus,
he's sitting in a really cool chair, which I'm sitting on a bed with doesn't even have a back on it. So, But you have the coolest Santa hat I've ever seen, and you're not wearing it.
The day after Thanksgiving, you'll see me wearing it. I'll have it on the day after Thanksgiving. We are live from Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. The most spectacular selection of trees, lights, ornaments, wreaths, decorations, everything Christmas.
Treetime.com.
There you go. That's the way it goes. We thank our host for that. And we've got some special guests in our Weekend Theater segment here this morning. We've got some of the cast of Holiday Inn, which is about to open at the Marriott Lincolnshire. Let's hear it for them, everybody.
This is a nice crowd. We haven't even sung yet. That's great.
That's right. It can only go downhill from here.
Exactly.
Yeah, Take it while you can get it.
When it starts off this positive, there's only one way it can go. But we're thrilled to have you guys with us. I'm going to just run down. Oh, you can talk into your own mics, I guess. You don't need me to run down to introduce yourselves.
I'm Johanna McKenzie Miller.
Good morning. I'm Michael Mahler.
I'm Will Burton.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Emanuel.
Well, let's hear it for them. Michael's been on the show many times.
Just a few, yeah.
As part of the cast of It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right.
The radio version. So you're sitting that one out this year.
That's right. I'm slumming it here at the Marriott.
So I'm slumming it at the Marriott with this Holiday Inn show. Is it reminiscent of the movie version?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's sort of a similar story in that there's an inn that they turn into a holiday showplace hotel, and there's different special numbers for every holiday. And I play Jim, who runs the hotel, and he's trying to get out of show business and live a normal life, but you always have to do a little bit of performing, I guess, to live a normal life.
And Johanna, tell us about the role that you play in it.
Sure. I play Linda Mason, and the hotel, or the property that's being turned into a hotel, happens to be my family's farm that was foreclosed on. So it starts in a...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a... Wow. Right out of the gate, we've got a thing happening.
It's a feel-good play, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right.
It's all about mortgages and foreclosures. Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone. Yeah.
The Dow down 48% today.
They wanted to make it real life this year.
Yeah. But she's a great lady who is just trying to... she was a former performer, and through this chance meeting with Mike's character, Jim, kind of gets to discover her performing again, and it's really fun to do.
Yeah, how about your role, Will?
I play Ted Hanover. I play Mike's performing partner. And Mike decides at some point... He wants to open this inn and get out of show business, but Ted is having no part of that. He's got his eyes on the prize. He wants to be in Hollywood. He also has a nasty habit of taking away the women that that Jim cares about.
Wow, this is feel good.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's a real melodrama.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is. And Kimberly, tell us about your...
I play Lila Dixon, who is one of the women that...
And she poisons everyone.
Yeah. Exactly, I poison everyone.
But there's tap dancing. It's okay.
No. But I'm also a performing partner with Jim and Ted. And similar to Ted, Lila also just really wants to be famous, really wants to go to Hollywood, stops at nothing to do that. And so while Jim settles down to create a normal life, Lila cannot stop performing.
What's it like as performers to be at the Marriott in Lincolnshire? It's in the round or in the square.
Theater.
Compared to, conventional proscenium kind of theater stages.
That's a great question. I love working at the Marriott. It's you get to be so up close and personal with the audience, and there's nowhere to go away and hide. You know, you can't turn around upstage and think, what was my line, or cough. You're always there in it, and it's really wonderful with a show like this to bring it so close to people, because it warms your heart, and you can really feel that connection.
It's not distracting in any way
I will say, personally, as an audience, it's fantastic. I got to see the show they did right before our show, Sweet Charity, because everyone is right on top. There's
right.
No back of the house, really.
Right.
But as a performer, a lot of times you get out there, and when the lights go out, there's no telling where you are on stage. I do a lot of dancing. I'm spinning around.
It's
and I'll come out of spinning, and I just have no idea where I am. So if you come see the show, just look into my eyes and see if you can see the confusion.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if Will winds up in your lap.
Yeah,
precisely.
People pay extra for that.
You're trying to eat your milk duds, and suddenly Will flies into your lap.
They call those seats the splash zone.
The splash zone. Lots of familiar songs in the show. We're going to hear a couple of them when we come back from the break. A live week in theater here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington this week. We'll be right back after this WGN. We're back live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. With the cast of Holiday Inn from the Marriott Lincolnshire. It's in previews right now. We'll be opening on Wednesday, and we'll be playing there until January the 6th. I just wanted to mention Michael Mahler, who's been on our show many times since the last time we saw you, became a new dad.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
8 month old, you said?
8 months old, yeah.
How's that going?
Well, nobody's sleeping, but it's going great. No, he's really wonderful. His name is Ezra.
That's a fantastic name.
Yeah, he's a pretty sweet kid.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You and to your wife. What's the first song you're going to do for us?
Oh, we're going to sing a song. This is one of the songs that we do in the beginning of the show when we're trying to break into show business. This is Steppin' Out, and I'll Capture Her Heart.
Take it away.
Steppin' out,
stepping out with my baby.
Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight. Here she comes down the street. My oh my, ain't she sweet?
Well, here comes my hot toddy.
Oh, look out. Over my dead body, I'll capture her heart singing.
Just wait until she gets a load of my dancing.
Just wait till I start singing.
I'll take her strolling down the road with my dancing.
I can't go wrong, a tender song, and she'll discover my charms.
Some fancy taps, and she'll collapse, and fall right into my arms.
I'll take you through love.
Oh no, you haven't a chance when I go into my dance.
Dancing on the radio.
If you could dance instead of sing, I'd learn to love you somehow. If you could sing instead of dance, I'd take you home with me now.
Do 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 da do da do da. Smooth moves, Ted. Zada-da-da-da-dat. Skippity-dop-and-do-day. Rat-scat-do-dat-day. Skiddity-do-do-do-do-do-do. Skiddity-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then we'll start a romance. Oh no, you haven't a chance. When I go into my songs, ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
How about that? Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's fantastic. I am never going to believe any tap dancing noises that I hear from now on, though.
Is that tap syncing? They weren't really doing it, right?
They were. It was all real. I don't know what you're talking about. The show is also filled with holiday cheer, much like Tree Time here in Lake Barrington. And you guys are going to do a version of White Christmas for us now?
Yes, this is a moment in the show where Ted and Linda are finally getting to know each other, and she asks him to play a song that he's written a few years ago and stuck in a drawer.
Here they are from the Marriott Lincolnshire, the cast of Holiday Inn.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. There they are. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know,
where the treetops glisten.
Where the treetops
children listen.
And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
For them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And now it is Christmas.
Johanna McKinsey Miller, Michael Mahler, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you, Will Burton, Kimberly Emanuel. You can see them at Holiday Inn that's just down the road at the Marriott Lincolnshire. The show will open on Wednesday officially. It's in previews now and be open until January the 6th. Thank you guys very much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Happy holidays. We appreciate it.
And that's where that song is originally from. Everybody thinks it was just written by Irving Berlin, but that's actually from the film Holiday
Inn. I thought
Holiday
Bing Crosby right. wrote it.
What's that?
I thought Bing Crosby wrote it.
No, he just made the money.
Rosemary Clooney. We'll be back in update news coming up next, WGN. We'll continue our live broadcast from Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. We're here till 1 o'clock today. Come on out and join us if you have time. We're having a ball out here.
Bring a chair.
Plus, in the next hour,
uh-oh.
Archery fun. Someone's getting an apple shot off their head this morning with a bow and arrow.
Swanee.
Don't look at me.
Are you excited?
Excited?
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I'll put it that way.
Now, Dean, are you going to do your favorite trick where you do it through a mirror? Backward?
Blindfold.
Yeah, with the mirror? That's going to be great.
Blindfolded.
Yeah, I love that.
It's all coming up on the
Please
station.
Please wear your glasses when you do this.
With Steve Cochran celebrating the most valuable person on the planet, weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News sponsored by Green Tea Services. Here's Dave Schwann.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Let's hear it for the Canterbury Carol.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
All right. Right here. Canterbury right here. Carolers right
here.
Right
here on the stage.
That's here.
Man, they're wild, ain't they wild?
We appreciate you guys joining us. What's this is your busy time of year.
Well,
for the Canterbury Carolers.
What, Veterans Day?
This is our very first booking for the year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So people can go to canterburycarolers.net.
That's right.
Get more information. Hire you guys.
They can hire us. They can buy our CD. And they can come and see us wherever we perform.
Very good. All right. canterburycarolers.net.
And you should say that they have all the cool outfits, the very... You know, Charles Dickens-like, you know,
That's
top
right.
hats.
They look fantastic.
Fineries.
Yes, they do.
Their gay apparel. It's in the song. I'm not doing anything.
I know. And if anyone has donned gay apparel, it's you wearing a festive festive brooch.
It is not a brooch. It is a festive pin.
So still to come on the program today, we've got... we're going to be doing, this has become an annual holiday tradition where we do our special Sunday morning version
right.
of 12 Days of Christmas with all of us participating
and
some of you also participating and joining us in song.
It officially christens the summer season.
Nothing.
Or the Christmas season.
It summer. May as well be.
Well, it feels so un-Christmas. No, the Christmas season. Wow, we're both tap dancing now, aren't we?
So that's coming up later on this hour. But also, Shwani, I don't know if you noticed that we're setting up off to your right. We're setting up an area where the archery demonstration will take place.
I have put this out of my mind.
This is going to take place in about a half an hour. And
the paramedics are in the back.
This is where sit down. Sit down.
You can't go anywhere.
Sit down. We've been saying for the past couple of weeks that we're going to shoot an apple off of Schwanee's head to show my archery ability. This is where all the action is going to happen. They're setting up a screen so nothing splatters anywhere.
And it won't be the apple.
So that's going to take place in about a half an hour. Are you excited?
I said I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting worried.
You shouldn't have worn that Target T-shirt you have on, though, today.
Right.
That's kind of a little
If anyone should have worn a festive red shirt today, it should have been you. So that's coming up in a little while. And I just want to thank everybody who's come out today. I would just like to meet some of the people who have come out to join us today. And a familiar face is Graham Ambrose, who he's been on the show before, and he's now known as the Kid Critic. He's one of my junior, not so junior anymore, because he's grown up. Stand up a second.
He's taller than his dad.
Look at that.
Technically almost going to be a junior in high school, but not this year. So I technically will be a junior critic.
You're a kid critic. You're going to be a kid critic as long as I'm around.
There's alliteration. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's all we that's all we really care about. How old are you now, Graham?
15.
15 years old. I've known you, what, a couple, two, 3 years, I think?
Yeah. I remember when I first started out when I was 14.
Back in the good old days.
He's a crusty veteran.
Oh, boy, I remember those good old days back in 2015.
Yeah.
It was so crazy back then. But you write reviews, and you send them to me. I see them all the time. But you also post them, and you just told me you're starting a podcast.
Yeah, think of my experiences with WGN as training wheels.
That's what I think of my career as, also.
The last 10 minutes, Dean.
That's how I view the whole thing. So these are your reviews that you're putting up on your podcast?
Not just my reviews. I'm talking about news stories, like the story you didn't know about The Shining, like how...
Well, he's already passed you by, Dean.
He just scooped me. What's the story about The Shining?
Oh, I piqued your interest? Well, I'm actually kind of interested in looking about, like, the horror behind the horror. It's actually kind of a scary story back then. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to listen to his podcast. He's just teasing it there, Dean.
Stand over here, Graham.
He's not going to give it to
you. So everybody can see you also here. What else?
I just... post my reviews, and basically just read them aloud for everyone to hear. And not just that, but I'm also talking about the movies that I'm most excited for. The ones that I haven't come out yet to the public. But we don't really need to worry about when they come up to the public, because my dad and I have been adopting an interesting strategy of getting free early movie screening passes.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You've developed the same scam that we actual movie critics have.
When he has a pizza delivered for free, then you'll know he's in the business.
Yeah, we got to see First Man on IMAX in VIP. Like, it's a movie about rocket ships going into space. I think I was deaf for the first hour after I saw it.
Well, there may be a tiny bit more to Neil Armstrong landing on the moon than that. But his reviews are very interesting. They're a very unique perspective. They're well thought out and they're well written. What have you seen lately that you've loved?
First off, I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, the new Queen biopic, and let me just say, I saw it with my friends, and you have no idea how excited and happy we were. Like, after the movie ended, my friends got two of their phones out and played Bohemian Rhapsody in sync. Like, it was so surreal hearing...
Teenagers playing songs that we grew up with when we were teenagers, digging the Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I found exciting. Like, when we left the theater, we were dancing and singing along, lip-syncing. We just played it over and over on repeat, and somehow, unlike a lot of other songs I listen to on repeat, it never makes me physically sick to listen to it now.
That's very good. I loved it also. I gave it a great review. What else have you seen?
I've seen a movie that wasn't nearly as vibrant, but didn't need to be. It was a movie about a son struggling with drug addiction and his father trying to help him. It's called Beautiful Boy, and it was heavy. Don't get me wrong, I didn't expect it to be a walk in the park, but yeah. I was sitting there with my dad, so it kind of hit close to home. Not that I'm trying anything like that, I just wanted to know. It just felt kind of bad.
Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet, who star in this movie, and it is a gut wrenching movie. It's a tough movie, especially if you've got teenage kids, if you've got kids in their teens or their 20s, and you must constantly be worried about them, and you know what's going on. It's a movie about opioid addiction and this father's struggle to keep his kid off of drugs. So it's a tough movie to watch, but it's brilliantly performed, so beautifully made.
Happy holidays, everybody.
I get what you mean, but I loved it. Now, have you seen A Star Is Born?
Actually, no.
What? You call yourself a critic and you haven't seen what's the best movie of the year so far?
That's kind of a stretch. I've seen a lot of good ones. First Man, that probably might not be the best. The Hate U Give, I saw a gala VIP pass where I saw studio
executives. He's just worried about the free ones he's gone to.
It wasn't really free anymore. It was $20 for my dad, $20 a person for my dad and I to get into. And usually, like at like other movie theaters, it's like $8 for a movie. Like that is, it was money well spent, though, because it was like a really high price, memorable experience. And one of the actresses was in The Hunger Games, Beautiful Now. She's probably one of my favorite teen actresses ever.
It's a good movie.
Do you think The Star Is Born is the best movie of the year?
So far, I do. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You think it'll win the Academy Award?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I sure do. Right now, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of great movies that are going to come out in the next month or so. And this is right now, between now and the end of the year is when the Oscar movies are going to come out. But I think A Star Is Born. I have not seen anything better than A Star.
And how about Bradley and Lady Gaga?
I think they're both going to be nominated. No question about it. Bradley as Best Actor, and I think also Best Director. His first time directing a movie, I think he's going to be nominated. And Gaga, first time acting in a feature film.
Right.
I'm sure that she's going to be nominated as well.
She won a Golden Globe already
for
acting. So
you have to go see that.
I will. I'm going to... Dad, do you want to... Okay, good.
Can we get any free passes, Dad, to that one?
Yeah. As long as... He only goes to see films that are free now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, not exactly. Bohemian Rhapsody was a different story, especially since it's kind of hard to get free passes for several goofy teenagers. And that's why I didn't take them to see The Hate U Give. Because studio executives were there. Again, the actors and director were there. I think my friends wouldn't have... It's a hard movie to watch because of like the fact that it hits so close to home in American society nowadays. But they're kind of... It has a lot of teenagers in it, so... Yeah. I think it would also hit close to home with us.
Well, with everybody. I mean, it's a story about Black Lives Matter. It's a story about... the conflict that a young African-American girl feels who is going to mostly an all-white school but is conflicted when one of her best friends, who is African-American, is shot right before her eyes. How she reconciles that and her African-American life with the white life that she's leading in her high school. So it's really rather brilliantly written and performed, and made by a Chicagoan, George Tillman, who went to Columbia College, and Bob Tidal, and some other Chicagoans as well. So there are some local connections. So some pretty good movies. There's some really good ones out right now. But if you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, wow, go see that one. A Star Is Born. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it.
Have you seen the new Grinch yet?
The new Grinch that opened this week, I liked it, and I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I liked it. You know that I'm not, the kids' movies sometimes
are a
little bit lost on me
sometimes.
This one it's really fun.
Does it still incorporate the original that, like the Boris Karloff one on television?
Absolutely. It's more like the Boris Karloff original that he narrates.
Right.
Than anywhere close to the Jim Carrey version, which I wasn't crazy about at all. So, yes, it's very nostalgic. It's completely updated. Pharrell narrates it this time. Tyler, the Creator, does the music, so it's got a real nice 2018 feel to it all. That's one you have to go see, Grant.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a little bit skeptical about it. Don't get me wrong. If you, if you like it, then maybe a little bit of my skepticism will go down, but I'm kind of not a big fan of what they're doing to Dr. Seuss right now, especially because of the Lorax, because they kind of betrayed the whole vision of Dr. Seuss, because, for one thing, the Lorax had a villain, even though the movie's a cautionary tale about taking too much without seeing the consequences.
There is a Lorax controversy now, Dean. You are aware of that.
I'm aware of that, but this we're talking about The Grinch. We're talking about a different movie. All right, I want you to stop going into movies with preconceptions of things.
It's your first
Go
lesson.
Go into movies with an open mind. This is Graham Ambrose, the kid critic. As you can see, not opinionated at all about his movies. Good
How
job.
How did he get so cynical? He's only 15.
Well, he hangs out with me. I have that effect on young people. All right, we're going to take a break, and, I'm not really sure what's coming up next. Oh,
it's on page 8 of the script. Look in the script.
We'll get to that in a second. Back after this, more live from Tree Time, WGN. We are back live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington with our standing room only audience here again this Sunday morning. Thank you all for coming out. I got to say, Schwani, you are one cool cucumber, my friend.
A cucumber, not an apple.
If I was about to have an apple shot off of my head, I think I would be a lot more nervous than you are.
Well,
my
cousin is here. We've had the reading of the will.
Good. Good.
The family members are in place.
Here. Next of kin. Very nice.
Life insurance updated.
Good. Paid the premium last week.
Good. Well, in coming up in our next half hour, this apple that I'm holding in my hand for our radio audience will be on the head of Dave Schwann. We have the, Chicago Lakeshore, Chicago Archery, Northside Archery Club here. They're going to give us a demonstration of how it should be done, and then my amazing skill as an archer will be demonstrated.
Andy, you want to help me out here?
I'll get back to you.
All coming up after a check of WGN News. Here is Dave Schwann.
Shot to the heart.
We're rocking on WGN today, man.
What's Wally saying
Brings
right
back
now?
Our old DJ.
Live from Tree Time this morning, everybody. Oh, boy.
You should have a Robin Hood outfit on with a little quiver behind you. And
it turns out. Well,
I thought he was going to wear it.
We have been planning this event. This particular segment.
You were planning this.
Very
it's
true.
It's a royal week.
It's true. For several weeks, and it turns out they do not make Robin Hood suits in the Husky.
Husky department at Sears?
Yeah, the big and tall stores don't sell Robin Hood suits, as it turns out. So, you know, there have been a couple of snags along the way with our archery demonstration.
It's in leotards.
It is.
My man.
Yeah, believe me, nobody would want to see that.
Boy, there's a sight.
Around here today. But, you know, we were talking about how I was reacquainted with archery a few weeks ago, and that it turns out that I was actually pretty good. I was doing some archery, and I was hitting like the bullseyes.
22 lucky shots. He's already caught.
I know.
He's
right in the, you know, what I've been saying all week. Beginner's luck.
It was more than two, but I was hitting them all in the yellow zone, which is right in the center.
Nice.
So I was very pleased with that. And I wasn't bragging, but you know, you guys sort of challenged me a little bit, and I said that I thought it would be fun to shoot an apple off of newsman Dave Schwann's head, and that we would do it. Here at our Tree Time show today. So that's what we're going to do here in a couple of minutes.
Well, there's a lot of red in the area, so it will match, you know, afterward.
So we brought in some experts to help us here this morning from the Northside Archery Club. You are?
Sarah Briscoe.
So tell us a little about Northside Archery Club.
So we shoot out of our outdoor range is in Lincoln Park in Chicago. It's the last outdoor range in the city of Chicago. So it's really beautiful and right on the lake.
I shot there a year or so ago. There was like some movie promotion It's the only time I ever do archery.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, when do you? Yeah, thank God. If there's no archery movies, you don't shoot.
Then I don't do it. But we did.
It's been 50
we
years.
Did, and they had us out there shooting. And I got to say, I did pretty good that day as well. But it's beautiful because it's right on the lakefront. It's a beautiful setting. And anybody can come and try archery there, right?
Anybody. So we have classes that we serve different populations, but our main classes are open to anybody. So you can register online through our website. But
which is what?
NorthsideArcheryClub.org.
Okay, very good.
So what we believe is that anybody can shoot. And
did you hear that, Shawnee? Anybody.
And so we do.
I'm not listening.
We do many different programs for able-bodied people, for veterans. For Veterans Day, we have a couple of our veterans here today. We do visually impaired, blind sessions, deaf, hard of hearing.
Cheap radio pranks?
We do. Anybody can shoot. We do.
I take this
citizens.
Very seriously, even if you don't.
Senior citizens groups.
There's me too.
There you go.
So it's just a beautiful thing, to me at least.
It is great. I want to meet some of the folks here. You brought some veterans groups. What's your name?
Angela Walker.
And tell us your connection with this, Angela.
Well, I started working with them about 6 months ago, and I'm a Navy veteran, so I met them through the Veterans Sports Games here in Chicago. And I just started archery, but I'm doing really great.
It's fun, isn't it? I think it's really fun.
I'm having an awesome time. And in just a few short months, of training, I've now qualified to shoot internationally.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Shawnee, you maybe should.
Northside Archery Club has really been great for me.
That's fantastic. And let's hear it for Angela for her service on this Veterans Day as well. Thank you. And we also have, we met these guys a little earlier. Tell us your names again.
David Garner.
Hector Bruno.
And you guys are like archers, like the real deal kind of archers.
Yes, I am.
Both of you guys could be with Robin Hood. You could be merry men right now.
No, I don't think so.
You guys are professionals. You have like some kind of, I don't even know what you call your, you've got like some really professional looking bows and things here.
Right now I'm ranked number 3 in the state of Illinois.
You are ranked number 3 archer in the state of Illinois.
That's correct.
Wow. Amazing.
The official name are arrows, Dean.
No, I'm talking about their these bows that they have here. They look like, I don't even know how to describe it.
They're compound bows.
And how is that different from the kind of bow that I'm going to use?
The axle on them makes it what they call a drop-off. So when I pull back, if I'm starting at a certain weight, it'll drop off 80%. So when I'm holding it, I can better steady the shot. With yours, if you pull back, whatever you pull back, that's what you got to hold. So if you put too much on it, you're going to stand there and shake like this.
That's what you think. Yeah, well, we're going to this is what we're going to do. I realize that this is kind of visual for radio.
No.
But we're going to we're putting this up on Instagram Live, is that right? We're going to put this up on Instagram. So if you want to get on Instagram, you'll be able to watch
this. See a live murder. This is where you would go.
This whole thing happened. We're going to have the professional archers go first, right?
Yes.
And so they're going to go, and then I'm going to shoot the apple off Shawnee's head.
I will be teaching him, so no deaths here. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody's.
I keep telling him over and over, this is fairly safe. We'll take a quick break. And we'll come right back with the action next on WGN. If you are looking to plan a holiday outing, we've got just the ticket for you. The Wizard of Oz at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Now, this may not be a holiday show, but man, you know how they put those shows on at the Paramount. They have a two-story Christmas tree in the lobby, twinkling lights everywhere. It's the picture-perfect holiday to experience with your little munchkin. So dress in your festive wear or your favorite Oz character and get out to see Wizard of Oz through January 6th at the Paramount Aurora. See ParamountAurora.com for tickets. ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. And next week we will be at the Paramount Theater for our Dean's Night Out. Now, as I'd mentioned to you, we're on Instagram Live now, right, Tom? So we are, if you're interested in watching what's about to happen here, if you go to Instagram, is it on the WGN page? Is that where it is? The WGN Radio? Is that where it is? Okay, so WGN Radio. I'm gonna repost this on my Instagram account later, WGN Dean. We'll put it on Facebook and Twitter and all the other usual places and links. As we shoot an arrow off of Dave Schwann's head, I'm going to. So you tell us what's going to happen here.
So what they're going to do is I'm going to say clear. That means that the range is clear. Then they're going to load an arrow, raise up, and shoot. So these are compound bows, which are kind of more of a hunting style bow. So it's very heavy in the weight that you initially pull, but then the cams, the wheels on the top, let off the weight. Right. So your holding weight is less. So
they have wheels on theirs, and I just have like the kind of bow that Robin Hood would have used.
Yes, you have a more like basic Hood. Traditional bow. It's a recurve style bear bow. So recurve means that the limbs are curved.
Right.
So that's
the kind that I prefer.
That's the kind that I shoot. I shoot bear bow myself. So it's more of a traditional style, but it means the further you pull back, the more weight that you're pulling.
Okay. All right. Very good.
You're going to be pulling about 12 pounds, and David and Hector are pulling probably 40.
Wow. Okay. Well, don't I feel like a little Nancy boy now?
She shoots bear bow.
All right, guys, are you guys ready? You guys set to go?
Right. Did you hear those arrows?
All right, so Tom?
They sound really scary.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, this isn't goofing around stuff here. All right, here we are. If you can watch it on Instagram, WGN Radio, as the guys are loading up their bows.
Two of our veteran para archers that shoot with us.
Andy, if you want to jump in here for any play-by-play and color.
I don't want to shake their nerves when we do this here. Yeah.
Wow, this is...
So they're raising up...
Riveting radio.
This is intense.
Raising up to shoot, pulling the string back. They anchor on their face so that they have... Geez. Oh, there goes Hector with an 8.
Oh! Wow!
Oh. Nice.
That's why he's number 3.
So David just shot a 10 in the bullseye.
Right in the bullseye. That's what I'm going to do in a second.
It's like golf. They now load the arrow. They're aiming.
It's a little bit like that.
Here we go. He's got about a 15-footer right now.
Whoa. Nice.
And it's in a hole.
It's a bullseye by Hector.
It's in a hole.
And there goes David to his anchor point on his face. That means that he also always has the same place.
Oh.
Wow.
How many did he shoot? Two?
Two of them.
He split... arrow.
We call that a Robin Hood when you shoot an arrow through another arrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do that too.
Yeah. Dean, you look like Cupid, okay? You're not doing anything. You look like an overdressed Cupid.
They're going to do one more.
Why did I invite him?
Oh, I like that splitting the arrow thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, they're just splitting arrows now.
Now these guys are just showing off.
Yeah, come on, guys.
This is the last one.
He's going to split seven arrows.
Anchor point on his face. And...
Wow! Oh!
Just about every single one of those arrows are right in the center. God. Right in the center. All right. So now we're going to remove the target area. Because now it's game time. Now it's...
And you're going to have your sissy man bow. They've got these Willy Wonka bows over here.
These are actual arrows that I'm going to... It's not like I'm shooting the ones with suction cups on them. These are real.
It's real, not a Nerf arrow.
Real bows. Yeah. But should we do a break first, or should
I wish
we do...
It wasn't
should
Nerf
we
do arrow.
Keep going? Okay. Jim, here, you take
my
microphone.
Thing here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think Schwani's starting to get a little bit concerned over here. A little more concerned.
Schwani, aren't you supposed to be in the target area?
I'm having a bad hair day.
It's about to get worse.
All right. So we promised you that we're going to shoot an apple off of Schwani's head.
You got it upside down.
Oh, he's got it upside down!
That's a good start.
Hell of a Boy Scout right here.
That's a good start.
Oh, my God. The Tree Time Insurance Man.
All right. So John DeCoste, who is helping us here today, is removing the target that the professional archers used a moment ago. And we now will reveal, are we set to reveal, an apple that will be shot off of Dave Schwann's head. Are you ready, Schwanny?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We have...
Oh, that's a slow reveal.
There
it is.
There we go. Did we promise that we're going to shoot an apple off Schwanny's head, right?
Oh, the disappointment in the crowd.
It turns out, this was another one of our little snags that we ran into. It turns out that the insurance companies and the lawyers did not think this was as funny a segment as I did. Now you're getting out of your chair. Now you're getting out of your chair.
There's a photo of Dave Schwann for the people on the radio. And it's upside down again, Dean.
Oh,
yeah, you're an archer, okay? Schwanny, he's aiming that way. You're behind him, and you're still not safe.
Uh huh.
Okay, move the mic over.
Yeah.
Here he goes, folks. Oh.
Just a bit outside.
Just. He just hit an ornament on a tree on the side of the. There goes Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer ornament.
Hey, Dean, will this help if I point?
John, I would not stand in front of that target.
Yeah, but you
wanted me in
front of
it.
Here we go. Arrow number two.
Here he goes.
Oh! Ooh.
So close, but yet so far.
Schwanny just got one in the cheek.
Right where you pointed.
Right where, yeah.
I just, for the record, I would like to say that's where I was aiming, by the way. All right.
And the picture is still smiling of Dave Schwann with an arrow in the cheek.
We knew he was tough.
Suck it up, Schwanny.
Okay, here we go with arrow number.
Here he goes. Oh, that was close.
Just missed.
That was close. One of the owners of Tree Time now being escorted out.
Again.
You're getting close.
So close to that apple.
Right. Should have bought a bigger apple.
What's our time? Well, how's our time? Do we need to break? One more?
You can do about 17 more, Dean. This is really fun.
Must be really interesting for people at home.
Here he goes again, folks. Oh, yes! Yes!
Technically a winner.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't hit the apple, but he hit the picture, and the apple fell off.
Close enough, as far as I'm concerned. Schwanny, get down there. Get down there and give it a try. Get stand there. I'm just kidding. Thank you to the Northside Archery Club for coming out and helping us here today. That just looks... did you get a shot of this on the Instagram? Look how diabolical with that arrow right in your face, Schwanny, on there. Fantastic. Quick break, and we'll update news next on WGN. So in my defense, she said that we were in much too close of a space in here, that we should have had a longer shooting range.
Longer.
That's why my accuracy was off. I'm a professional archer.
Well, of course.
I can't shoot under these amateur
you
conditions.
You actually did... pretty well.
I almost hit the apple once.
Yeah.
It was very close. I did knock it off once, but I think that's just because the
arrow. And then you got me right in the face.
I got two of them right in the face for Schwanny.
Right in the cheek, too. I mean, a perfect shot.
I don't want to say, but it was really kind of delightful.
Well, there's so much testosterone like just steaming through your veins right now, Dean. I've never seen your chest more pumped up.
There is something about pulling the bow back, pulling the string on that.
Is this going to be a hobby for you now?
And I think so.
Yeah.
You got the good guns.
Get rid of tension.
I think it was
rid of stress.
That was really fun. It'd be fun to do the show at the Northside Archery Club on some nice Sunday morning out there on the lakefront.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Bring that picture, though. Don't bring, if you're going to shoot an apple off my head again, bring the picture.
It couldn't have worked out better, though, because that picture did move and the apple did fly off.
All I guaranteed
therefore,
is that I would be doing it.
Shoot an apple
I
off
did,
my head.
I did fulfill what I said I was going to.
Yes, you did.
WGN Chicago, check of news is next. Here's Dave Schwann.
Hey, WGN.
Hey, you know what? I want to thank our friends at Lou Malnati's. They've stopped out, and everyone there, you get pizza, you get pizza, you get pizza, you get pizza. Everyone's getting Lou Malnati's pizza who came here with us today. Visit one of their Chicagoland locations, or you can order at loumalnatis.com for the best Chicago deep dish pizza. I don't want to say anything. They were nice enough. I mean, everybody here is going to the where we have the food set up and enjoying pizza, but they brought each of us a piece here because we're very busy broadcasting.
Oh, sure, you can
up here. And Andy's got a piece, and Schwani's got a piece, and John DeCoste who's here got a piece. Jim Toronto was the only one who ate.
He had a piece.
He had a piece. I love Lou Malnati so much. There's no way.
Can you wait 2 seconds?
There was no way I could let that sit. I can't believe you guys are just letting it sit there.
I can't believe you didn't eat the styrofoam plate that it's on.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Wow.
The napkin has teeth marks.
Well, I hope.
Schwani's arm has teeth marks.
I hope that you have saved some room for our annual holiday tradition of singing 12 Days of Christmas with us and also with some of you. So, well, let's see if we can find some people to who would like to join us in singing 12 Days of Christmas. 12 Days of Christmas. Don't make me. Come on. Come on up.
How many do we need?
Come on up. Come on up.
How many do we need?
Well, the Canterbury Carolers are going to be the first day of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And then John DeCoste is going to be the second day of Christmas.
I thought I was
going to
do the second. I was already practicing.
Schwani is going to be the third day of Christmas. Andy will be the fourth day of Christmas. Elton Jim, as the holiday tradition, will be the fifth day of Christmas. So we're going to make... What's your name?
Donna,
you're going to be the sixth day of Christmas. And what's your name?
Mary.
The seventh day of Christmas. You are?
Bobby,
you're going to be the eighth day of Christmas. Eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Eight maids of milking sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, very good. 8 days. What's your name?
Leaf.
Leaf, you're going to be the ninth day of Christmas. So you want to be in? Yeah, come on over here. You're Dave Schwann's cousin, right?
Yes, D. Reinhardt.
What is it?
D. Reinhardt.
D. Reinhardt is going to be the 10th day of Christmas. And we need
what about you, Dean?
Two more days of Christmas,
aren't
right?
You in it?
Yeah, okay, well, let's get, I want to get as many listeners. There we go. Oh, you're getting the glasses. All right. Graham, do you want to be in our sing-along? Yeah, of course you do.
Although he doesn't really think this song has a lot of potential.
scoot down this way a little bit so we can make room.
He's very skeptical if this song will really last.
Okay, so we have, you're going to be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and I'll be 12.
I think we got to stand up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be, okay, sure, here you go. Yeah, you can be 12. What's your name?
Joy.
Joy to the world, everybody.
Joy.
Joy to the world. Okay, go stand next to Graham over there. And Canterbury Carolers, are you all ready to go? This
Dean?
Is our. Oh wait, before we do this, during the commercial break, sing the song that you guys were singing during the commercial break.
Oh,
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS Donate your car today.
Hey!
Yay!
Right. Very nice.
And before we start, Dean, 43 days, 11 hours, and 43 minutes till Christmas.
All right, count them down, my friends. So the Canterbury Carolers are with us to kick things off in the holiday season. If you are quite ready, take it away.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Wow.
That was so good.
Good luck, John.
Follow
on the
that.
Second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hey, Shawnee.
You're only supposed to do your own line.
And an arrow in my face.
This is going to be. You're only supposed to sing the third day of Christmas.
The doves is my line, man.
Yeah, you went two turtle
this
doves.
This never works. Right. Does anybody know this song?
Don't take John's part. Here
sorry,
we go.
John.
Andy,
isn't doing the news enough for you?
Andy,
all the lines.
Andy, take it away.
All right. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Here we go.
Five a gold
oddies. Yay!
Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five a-gold-oddies,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
I love the beautiful choir comes in.
They ruin it.
Perfect. The choir you guys are ruining the song. Yeah.
They're too much in tune.
The seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five a-go-daddy,
four calling birds.
I can't hear now. Three French hens,
two turtle doves.
Now they belong. Now
oh, yeah.
You belong.
Oh yeah.
Now
oh,
that was the best.
Nobody sings. Nobody puts the Canterbury Carolers in the corner, baby.
That's right.
Got news for you.
Now you guys are official members.
Here
on the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven swans a-swimming.
Oh wait, yeah, you gotta sing.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do your.
Eight maids a milking.
Wait, do it again.
Do it again.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying,
five a golding,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five a-go-ladding,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying.
Oh, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, five golden rings.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
So good.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping.
What the hell did he just say?
10 lords a-leaping.
Nine ladies dancing.
Eight maids a-milking.
Seven swans a-swimming.
Six geese a-laying.
Five a-go-la-ings.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Couple of doves. Couple of doves.
Partridge in a pear tree.
So good.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping.
He's stealing my line.
I think
Was he off? 10 Lords of Leaping.
9 Ladies Dancing.
8 Maids of Milking.
7 Swans of Swimming.
6 Geese of Laying.
Last time. 5 Gold Outings.
A field goal and an extra point calling birds.
And a 3-point turnover. 3-point safety.
What happened here? We lost our song.
2 turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Beautiful. Wow. And this is why they don't want us to come back to Lake Barrington.
Every year worse than the last.
That's right. Thank goodness we don't get any better at this. We'll be right back with more WGN. Tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, everything you need to start your day. Plus, I will be talking with Mark Wahlberg about his brand new movie. He's got a really nice family film called Instant Family that is about a couple who foster, it's not adoption, but you know they become foster parents to 3 kids and the challenges that faces. And the movie is funny and it's touching, and I really liked it. I'm going to review it next Friday, but tomorrow we're talking with Mark Wahlberg, all on Chicago's number one TV morning show, the WGN TV Morning News. You know what I was just thinking, standing here at Tree Time.
What's that, Dean?
Where we're doing our big annual broadcast, by the way. If only I could think of something to do on Christmas Eve. If there was some event that I could go to, something. Hmm. I'm just puzzled for an answer.
Yeah.
Of what to do.
Are you on? Are you leading up to something? Or are you honest?
Did I say Christmas Eve?
You did say Christmas Eve.
Well, I am looking for something to do.
You know
do.
What? I could help you a week later.
Well, Christmas Eve, I'm trying to find ways to avoid my family. But if
we have rehearsal that night, you can come and stay the whole week.
I was actually looking for something to do on New Year's Eve. If only, but I don't like to stay up late, though. That's the thing.
No, Dean, get this. This is so weird you bring this up.
What?
You're wrong, Pizza Breath.
Whatever. Can you,
you
mean,
should
John?
Come with us. You should
whatever
be with
do
us.
You mean, John DeCoste, from the Steve Cochran Show?
Everything. You should be with us on People Who Can't Stay Up Until Midnight, our New Year's Eve
That's
show.
Me.
That's me. You'll be on that show. Come and be on that show.
Will it be more of this banter?
No, it'll be good. It'll be good. Yeah, New Year's Eve at the Tivoli, the beautiful Tivoli Theater.
Perfect.
Downtown Downers Grove,
perfect.
Ideal for you.
Yeah.
7 o'clock show, done at 9. You are home at 9:10.
Right.
We promise.
Right.
We have a shuttle that'll get you to and from in 10 minutes.
Right. I had my phone here with me, but John's been ordering things off of Amazon.com on it all morning.
Dean has paid for a lot of neat things for my family
John,
today.
John has finished his Christmas shopping. Yes. But if I wanted to buy tickets on my phone right now, could I do that?
You could do that. You can go right to Eventbrite.com.
Event?
To get those. Eventbrite.com.
Bright.com and order tickets.
And get the tickets to see Dean.
Steve Cochran. John DeCoste.
Yes.
Rocky LaPorte. Rocky LaPorte will be there.
And Tim Banker.
Banker. Okay.
And it's the best show we'll have. It's 18 years. This is our third year at the Tivoli, and we get Dean this year. That's my best part.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
I'm coming this year, too. Yeah, I'm coming this year, too.
Maybe you should bring your bow and arrow, Dean.
Hey, there's...
You know what?
Don't do that.
If anybody's got a head to hold an arrow, it's Steve Cochran.
Wow! Oh my God.
Right? We could put a bushel of apples on Steve Cochran's head.
Boy, his ears must be ringing right now. Wow.
He would say that.
He would say. Of course he would
say that himself.
Yeah, but he would.
The apple would look like a... Yes, that's right. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. It would probably look like a cherry tomato.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if...
But you should do that New Year's
if there winds up being archery, but I will definitely be there as well. The Tivoli and Downers Grove.
Perfect.
What's the website again?
Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.
New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock. Easy.
Come and join us for all that.
We are going to have so much fun.
Speaking of my family, by the way, who I said I'm trying to avoid on Christmas Eve, by the way. I'm not joking about that. No.
No,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So many people here have asked how my mom is doing.
Yeah.
Because normally, Shwani brings his dad. And I bring my mom, and my mom just wasn't up to coming out this morning. She's doing okay, but, you know, it's a lot to get her out here and, you know, all that. And honestly, she does not like Elton Jim at all. She hates Elton Jim.
And I love her yogurt.
Right.
That's not fair.
But she sends her. She's doing fine. She's strong as ever. She's crabby as ever. She's doing just fine. Sends her love, and thank you all very much for asking. And, Chwani, your dad is doing great.
Yep, he's doing fine and says hello to you and to everyone here, sends his best wishes. He's listening, I know, and he was wondering also if that was an apple that was really going to be on my head.
Right, right. Yeah, we kept your son alive. Don't worry. No problems there.
And the highlight, he sends his good wishes.
The other thing, last year, your dad was hitting on my mom a little bit.
I would say one of the highlights of this annual event is always the sexual tension between Dean's mother and Shwani's father.
I prefer to think of it as romantic tension. But
well, they were rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, they're basically the same age. My mom's, how old's your dad?
96.
My mom's going to be 96 in January.
So he's robbing the cradle.
So they're they're about the same age. You know, they have things in common. They got along. They hit it off.
They did.
I stopped it immediately because I don't want you as a stepbrother.
Just imagine the holidays then, Dean.
Right, right.
Yeah, you want to avoid the family? You know,
but thank you. Thank you, everybody who asked. Very, very nice of you. Shall we get a little update of news? And then, we got to take a break first. That's what I meant. Let's take a break first.
Page 10 of the script, Dean.
Then we will update news live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington, WGN. All right, we're back live at Tree Time with our special show that goes till 1 o'clock. We've got some other fun still to come for you. First, a check of our WGN news. With that, here's Dave Schwann. Maybe Sunday morning in Chicago is our little Sunday radio get-together. This week live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in
beautiful
Lake Barrington.
Have you walked around here, Dean?
I have not had an opportunity, but people have been talking to me about different things that they've purchased here. John DeCoss, who's joining us this morning, who you hear on Steve Cochran's show, you were telling me you just bought a tree here. And
well, this is a true story. My wife and I argued that I would tell this story. So a couple of years ago, we always got real trees. We cut it down on Christmas morning, right before a dozen people come over. These little praying mantises hatched, and they were all over the house. So we were vacuuming them up. So that was the last time we get a. So we came here, and I got a Geneva spruce. Geneva fir.
That's the same toupee that Jim wears.
Yeah, same toupee.
That's my sister.
Same toupee that Jim.
And here's the thing. Here's how real that tree is. The week after Christmas, we threw it out.
It was that.
That's real.
No, we still have it.
It's they had little
so
fake.
So we bought it here.
Praying mantises.
Little fake.
Yeah,
you can get those.
That Geneva is actually the most popular branch style we have. It's a mix of fir, spruce, and pine.
Oh, it looks. Everyone thinks it's real.
Yep,
it's amazing. It's you guys do phenomenal work.
And I've got two of them. We've got two. Still use them.
Yeah. I do too. Joe and Lori Kane, the owners of Tree Time, have created this Christmas wonderland here for Christmas trees and anything decorative. That's what they've set up. Before the break, you guys were talking about this some kind of Bluetooth technology now.
Yeah, we actually have a smart plug that we've adapted to use right on the tree so that you can turn your tree on and off from your phone or from your Alexa device or Siri, you know, all the automated means of doing it that you can train to our smart plug.
So how does that work? The device plugs into the wall, and whatever you plug into it, you can control by your phone?
That's exactly right. So you just join it to your Wi-Fi network, you join your phone to it, and then you can control it from your phone. You can set it to turn on and off at whatever time of day you want it to, program it to just turn on Sundays when the family's around the tree, you know, all kinds of stuff like
that. I have a flip phone. Will work on a flip phone?
No. on your flip phone, you can call somebody.
You know what? You should just use the flip phone as an ornament. just to remind kids what Christmas used to be like.
One of these days, you're going to be very jealous of my flip phone.
In the good old days. So I'll keep waiting. Decorative. I mean, I know you have designers and, you know, people who specialize in this. But, you know, what are the, you know, the top designing tips for this time of year?
So one of the big trends, actually one of our most popular ones, it's we call it mixed metals. And you remember in fashion, you used to be like if you had gold, you could only wear gold. If you had silver, you had to have silver everything. So in Christmas now, in a lot of home decorating, you can mix your metals. So you can mix silver and gold, and it comes out kind of a cool, sophisticated look. And then we have another color that's popular that's platinum. That's just kind of a mixture of silver and gold and kind of bridges everything. So that's been really popular. The other trend we're seeing is people are taking their Christmas decorations and they're updating it to match their decor. So one of the latest trends in home decor is blue. A lot of people have blue as their new neutral. So we're taking kind of a neutral tree and adding blue to it through just a little bit of ribbon or a few ornaments so you don't have to do too much. And now you've kind of got your tree blending with your new sofa maybe. So it's kind of that's been real popular.
Notice, I mean, a lot of the trees that you have beautifully decorated here, ribbon is very predominant in here. It's not just ornaments and lights like most people have. It's like full design class.
Yeah, and if you look on our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, there is a how to put ribbon in your tree video that our goal was to make it really easy. A lot of people come to us and say, I can't make a bow. So it's not really a bow. It's much simpler, and it's very cost-effective. It looks like you've wrapped ribbon throughout the tree, but you haven't. So if you go on our Facebook page, it's how to add ribbon to your Christmas tree, I think it's called. It'll show you how to do it. And trust me, we all, not just the designer, we can all do it. So,
treetime.com?
Yep, treetime.com. Come out and see us. We'd love to have you.
Talk to me about the different kinds of Christmas trees, Joe, that you have here. I've talked to people who said, you know, I'd like to get a big Christmas tree. I don't have a big apartment. I don't have a huge apartment. You have options really for everything, don't you?
We do. You know, that's actually one of the beauties of having this much to offer is we can offer it in different decorating styles. So we have things that are very slim trees, so they can just fit in the corner of a foyer of a home or in a second room away from the main tree and still give Christmas into that space. And, you know, if you go to a big box store or something, you might find one or two little tree styles. Well, we have, I think, 30 different small tree styles. Some of them are big and fat. Some of them are decorated already for you. But they're all 3, 4, 5 feet tall, and they can go on a table in a corner. Someone who's downsizing, or maybe they have family, they're going away for Christmas, but they still want Christmas in their house, they can do a small tree that way. So between those smaller styles, big wide trees, you know, we actually do trees up to 40 feet tall. We do commercial trees that I designed a couple of years ago that we call the tower tree. It's on a skeleton that you actually hang the foliage on the outside of. So if you need something that's just slightly different in the home, or you want something that's slightly different and you don't know what, that's the beauty, is we have people here that can talk you through what that different what is.
And I'm guessing that this is the best time of year to do it now, before Thanksgiving, before people start to get super busy and, you know, the selection is less. There's more variety now, more options right now, right?
Yeah, you know, people really don't understand the reality that it takes a long time to make a Christmas tree and get it here. So we start shopping now for next year. I start doing designs actually in early December for next year. And because of that, everything comes in and it's here. And that's all there is. You can't just say, oh, go to a warehouse and get some more. We build it, we bring it in. So now is the right time to do that. You're very right. You get to Black Friday, it's so nuts in here. You should use the next 10 days, if you can, to be here choosing a tree. It gives our staff a lot more time to work with you on your concepts for your decorating, and it ensures that you'll get a product that's actually in stock. Because by the time you get to the late November time frame, everything starts to sell out.
Well, you know, Jim was saying earlier that he doesn't decorate until the day after Christmas, where I think you should, decorate early and often.
No, I put my stuff up, but we don't decorate the actual tree. We put the tree up. We have three trees. We put them up, but I don't decorate them until Christmas Eve. So I have all the houses.
You don't decorate till Christmas Eve?
Just the ornaments on the tree.
Wow.
Did you ever watch It's a Wonderful Life? If you remember, they're decorating the tree on Christmas Eve when George has all that problem. So that's why I said, well, maybe we should do that. So that's kind of our Christmas Eve tradition now, is that we decorate. The tree is up from, I'm putting it up next week.
I like to decorate as soon as possible.
Well, I decorate the whole house.
I can't wait till Christmas Eve for that.
Just the tree.
No, you ain't got no time for that.
Well, you're on a bender on Christmas Eve, so you can't.
Well, that's true, too. The Christmas fanatics actually start decorating in September. Because if you think about it, if you have a tree in every room in your house, which some of our customers do, and it takes you a weekend to put each of those trees up, you have to start in September to get all the rooms of your house done.
Very true. You have two trees, is that right?
We have three trees, and we've also bought two tabletops from you guys. We have one we put on the top of the stairs on the landing, and one we actually have out. It's a really cool, it's almost like a stick tree that's just flocked, and we have that out all year. And we put different things on it for the different holidays.
Now, I haven't had a chance to look around, but I'm sure that if I walked around here, will I find one of those old aluminum trees like when I grew up with the, yes. with the color wheel?
All the colors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's our inspiration. So we designed a new tree that it's not an aluminum tree, but it's inspired by the old aluminum trees and the color wheel kind of combined.
It's called the Polk Brothers.
That would be the greatest. Do you know I have a Polk Brothers Santa?
Oh, well, you should keep that.
I have a real, authentic Polk Brothers Santa.
Is it still in good condition?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's got to be worth it. Good.
Wow. Yes, it is.
$10.
Yeah. I won't even put them outside. I put them inside in the front window so
Definitely.
You can see them from the
those
outside.
Were everyone
but I'm too afraid somebody will steal it if I
everyone
put it
Everyone in Chicago
outside.
Had those.
Yeah.
Those were great.
People want to get more info. Give us the exact address here in Lake Barrington.
We're at 22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Everybody really knows Pepper Road as a stoplight off of Northwest Highway. So if you leave Barrington going northwest, we're a couple miles past Barrington going northwest on Northwest Highway.
And they have the cool convertible out there, too, right in front.
Yeah,
right.
Very easy to know where to turn in because of that. And if people want to take a look at the website to see what's available?
www.treetime.com.
Very good. Joe and Lori Kane, the owners of Tree Time, thank you for hosting our event here this year. We appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Lori. Really nice to see you again. Thank you again to Lou Malnati's for providing pizza out here for us all.
Oh, did they have some?
As well.
Yeah. Do they have pizza here today? I didn't know that.
Earlier, the Pepper Park Coffee was here, the local cozy coffee shop in Barrington. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with even more goodies from one of our favorite sponsors in the area here as we return on WGN. All right, back at Tree Time, where you can enjoy the Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands restaurant. Their extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, and spices are imported directly from Greece, helping to make their meals delicious and healthy. Favorites include whole Mediterranean sea bass, baked chicken rigonati, homemade gyros. With the holidays approaching, it's never too soon to plan for your next party. There are private party rooms available at both Greek Islands locations. So if you need catering, let the Greek Islands do all the work for you and just pick up the party trays and serve. Since 1971, the Greek Islands is Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. Don't forget, parking is free. Visit the Greek Islands in Chicago at 200 South Halsted and Adams, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd Street. Greek Islands is America's most popular Greek restaurants, and they are the sponsor of our Food Time program. Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. And we have a special version of Food Time here today with one of our favorite places, also happens to be one of our favorite sponsors. You've heard me talk about Anderson's Candy Shops, right?
Oh, yes.
We love Anderson's.
He was singing with us, too.
He was. This is Leif Anderson, correct?
That you got it right.
And now tell us the Anderson story. For how many years has your family been making amazing chocolate?
Well, in January, we turned 100.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And you're all invited out the last weekend in June to our Richmond shop for our 100th birthday party. We'll have all sorts of special stuff there. It's on our north lawn. You don't need any more invitation than this. Just show up Saturday morning. Okay, last weekend in June.
How did this all start? Was it a grandfather, somebody just was a candy maker and brought his skills here?
Yeah, my grandfather, Art, was working for Gunther and Kranz Candies, which were on State Street in Chicago, and they were the exclusive chocolatier back at the turn of the 20th century. And he decided to go out on his own when his son, Reynold, my dad, was born while he was on the road, and he didn't want to ever go through that again. So he opened his own shop.
That's amazing. Now, you obviously, it's a, I know a family-run operation, but you've obviously kept the same recipes and principles as 100 years ago.
Yes, and the same tools, too. We make things exactly the way my grandfather made them 100 years ago. The only thing that's different is we have to search harder to get the ingredients that we want than he had to then.
Why is that?
We look for stuff that's a cut above what you can get. The supply chain is now turned into lowest common denominator. Price is the most important thing and not quality. And so we do a lot of direct importing and look all over for the best ingredients that we can get.
I was first turned on to Anderson's Candy when I would go to review plays at the Marriott Lincolnshire years ago. And, you know, I'm looking for a little, you know, little snack for in the show. And I would go into their gift shop. And in these little little packages were these candies that I'd never seen before. And I bought one of them. I couldn't wait for the play to end so I could get out back to the candies, the gift shop, to get some more candy. It's like homemade candy that you grew up with. And, you know, really, your slogan in the commercial is nothing beats these treats. Yep. But I'm telling you the truth, 100%, nothing does beat these treats. They're absolutely amazing. What's your best-selling ones?
Anything with caramel in, whether it's our version of a turtle, which we call the snapper. There's a bar shape, which is the Lars bar. We have salted caramels, which a lot of you got to taste here today, and regular caramels, and caramel's upscale cousin, butterscotch.
The cousin.
Yes, the upscale cousin went to finishing school.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the undiscovered treat for a lot of people that have buying caramels for years from us. I recommend that they try a butterscotch, and it's like, holy cow, how did I not know about this all my life?
Yeah. When you get really good butterscotch, it gets your attention.
And he was named after the Leaf Candy Company, so think about that. It's all candies involved with him. His name is Leaf.
Okay.
Okay, don't you
get it?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't think it's funny. I get it. Leaf, thank you very much for coming on here today. Thank you. I know you've been providing samples for the audience. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for all that you do for us here on the Sunday morning show. It's a real pleasure.
It's my pleasure, and I have a little care package for you here that I hope some of it makes it back to the studio.
Well, we'll see. You know, it's a long drive back to the city, so I don't know if it might not make it that far. We'll see.
This is going to be filled with this. It's all over.
Leaf Anderson's from Anderson's Candy. Nothing beats these treats, everybody.
Right.
Take a quick break and wrap things up. WGN. All right. That, I'm afraid, is going to wind it up for us here today. We have to go.
Stay all day.
Yeah, Lake Barrington officials here have called, and they said that we have to leave town. They want us out. So,
and a big round of applause for those of you who have been here for all 4 hours.
That's a lot of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That is so nice.
Right.
That's
because
a tribute to you.
As Jim, and I would agree with you, Jim, because if it was me, I would have left a long time ago.
I mean, I love you, Dean, but I would never even drive out here.
Right. But he would go to 470 Elton John shows.
It's just, no, it's as far from my house.
It's priorities. Thank you all very, very much for coming out. We really appreciate it. We appreciate so much that you listen every Sunday morning and that you're nice enough to come and spend your Sunday morning with us here today. I hope you had a few laughs and had some fun with us. It's great to have our whole Sunday morning crew. Ernie and Tom at the controls this morning.
Yeah.
Doing a fantastic job. Andy Mazur on sports, everybody.
Thank you.
The unpunctured Dave Schwann, our news. You're alive. He's alive. Elton Jim Toronto.
Hey,
always a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
And John DeCoss, of course, you here on the Steve Cochran Show. Who I will be joining on New Year's Eve. I'll be joining Steve and John and Rocky Laporte and
Tim Banker
at
and everybody here.
The Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. Yeah. You can get tickets at
Eventbrite.com.
Come and join us for that.
Please do.
If you think this show was fun today, this show is nothing compared to the fun that we're going to have on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes.
Oh, especially God. Dean and his little diaper. You're going to be the new 2019
baby. I'm
going to
be the new baby of 2019.
The new baby.
Right.
The new baby.
I'm going to start electrolysis right now.
On some places that right. hair should never be.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm Greek. What are you going to do? That happens. We're done, right? Are we done with all the commercials?
Oh, we're done.
With everything this is?
Yes, we are.
We're well done.
Yeah.
We may be well done. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by American Weathermakers. Here is Dave Schwann.